Hello and welcome to Ghost Bees, a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca.
Hi. How's it going? Up Aries. He looks very disturbed.
Too bad, bitch. You live here for free.
He's so cute.
So we watched Hell House LLC 2, The Abaddon Hotel, which came out in 2018. Still directed by Stephen Cognetti. I hope I said that right. So we talked about this a little bit in the last one, that it's interesting. This is like 3 years after the first movie came out. I guess by now it was starting to get a lot of word of mouth. And so it seems like, I don't know the actual story behind production, but it seems like Shudder stepped in and decided to kind of capitalize on it and made a bunch of sequels. I think there's three sequels at this point. So it's already interesting when you take something like that, there was just such a one-off kind of movie, and then see like, okay, what are they going to do to turn this into a franchise? And, you know, if we're not talking spoilers yet, I think for this movie, it still has that kind of documentary setup, and it's still kind of, it's the same concept from the first movie, that it's this haunted house, but it's just, in this one, it's not open because of the tragedy in the last movie. So instead, they come up with a reason for people to go back inside of it so that creepy stuff can happen. And I think that's not really spoiling it because,
I mean, that's
what else
movie.
Are they going to do? Like, they have to come up with a reason to go back in the house. Yeah. So overall, what I'd say, I thought the movie, it was okay. Mm-hmm. It could have been a lot worse. It still does a good job with the scares, you know, in this setting. It feels like it's kind of rehashing things a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. This movie is, like, deeply okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's okay.
That's a good way to put it. But it does kind of fall into the trap of trying to, like, build this up as a franchise by creating all this, like, lore and backstory, and it like retconned some ideas from the first movie, and it just gets to a point where it's like, you're telling me way too fucking much. Like, yeah. I don't care that much about all this stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to. I feel like some of what I have to say is really spoiler as usual, but like it's a slow burn a little bit.
Yeah. It's not really spoilery to say. It's a lot more story in this one, because kind of what else are you going to do?
I understand it. I understand the move to try to add lore and story.
But that's just to set expectations, because I think a lot of series do this. You see it even with movies like Halloween, where it starts to be like, all right, you're telling me way too much. Like, I don't need to know all this. Like, you can keep it to yourself, you know? And it kind of loses the focus a little bit. So that's why I'd say it's okay, because there are scares that still work. You know, it still has that same creepy vibe as the first movie.
I mean, if you are going to do a double feature of these two movies, hanging out with some friends, it's still going to be a good time. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, it's kind of doing too much. And I am interested to see what they do next. Like, if they really lean into explaining the lore in the story, or if they kind of go back to the roots a little bit.
I'm hoping for a hard turn.
Man, I mean, four movies, it's a lot from this concept.
Yeah.
But it's still, without having seen all of them, I'd say if you're curious, if you really like the first one, yeah, sure, you could check this out. It's not the worst movie.
No, it's definitely not the worst movie.
So yeah, if you want some more of those kind of scares, then sure.
They still somehow capture that magic of the scares in this one.
Yeah.
It's like the best thing it does.
Yeah, I mean,
which is a good thing to be able to do, but.
Yeah. And we get more of the clown, of course.
Yeah.
Creepy clown.
Yeah. He's still there.
So why don't we just get into the
spoilers? Oh, wait, is that a spoiler?
No.
No.
I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. That's the Hell House thing. Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's like, oh, is.
Spoiler, we have to beep that shit. We should be fed.
The clown?
Or no.
Why?
It's just because it would be funny.
Okay.
Anyway, But let's just get into the spoilers. So yeah, right away, it's like a documentary thing, but I think they build the idea that the first movie is the documentary that the surviving guy made. Is that it? Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I don't think that's...
Really?
Is it because the reporter got lost in the house? I'm assuming he has some sort of relationship with her. They never explain what their relationship is. But he's very close to her.
I was a little lost in the beginning.
Okay.
Okay. But it felt like it was trying to say, as a way of tying it together, that the first movie is a documentary that the surviving guy made, and now people had seen it, and so now questioning what happened there. Is there a cover-up? Because there's people who disappeared, you know? So it's an interesting setup that it's like, we're now seeing the characters try to piece together what happened and uncover this mystery, but that takes them back to the house where things go bad again, you know?
Eventually.
Yes. I mean, right out the gate, though, I do want to say, unfortunately, we noticed, like, the acting from the jump. Like, it didn't feel as, like, natural.
Yes, for some reason, because, like, the acting in the first one, there's, like, almost nothing to say because it just...
Yeah, it just works. Really, it's fine.
Yeah, everybody's chemistry was really good. But in this one, it kind of stuck out.
Yes.
It just...
No, that's exactly how I was going to put it, is that when you're doing a found footage style movie like this, the best acting you want is for you to not even notice the acting.
Yeah.
You know, you want it to really feel like it's just regular people going through this, so you aren't paying any attention to that. And I think right away I started paying attention to, like, this feels like theater.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't feel like real.
Little student filmish.
Forced. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's too bad, but it's not the worst.
Nah. Everyone is trying a little hard. I don't know. Just cut that.
No, that's fine. I think it just, I think it sets expectations that it's like, this isn't going to be like a AAA found footage movie. It's maybe like a B-level.
This
you
one
know what
was
I mean?
Also, wasn't this one like kind of proposed as like a news broadcast?
I think I think that's part of the beginning, is that there's a news broadcast where they're talking about what happened there.
Yeah, I think what maybe would have helped this is if there was a different style and color grading to like each person's point of view, because I'm pretty sure we have like the newscaster, we have the journalist, and then we have the magic guy.
Oh, yeah, that
whatever
weird
the
guy.
Oh, the guy is like Zach Bagans, I guess.
I guess yeah. You know, I just found out that you're saying his name wrong.
What is it?
But I can't remember what it is. It was something that sounded even stupider. I don't know.
Is it Bagans?
It might be Bagans.
I don't care. I don't even
I'm
watch
I'm glad you're over him now.
Are you?
Yeah. Jesus. But
I was 15.
I get it. It's fine. That just definitely made me look at you a certain kind of way when
what
I found out.
Wait, hold on. This is a whole other conversation.
Like, really, this is the guy.
What?
Okay.
We talked about this. What does that? No, we have not.
We don't need to go into that right here.
Yeah. I think
to be
we
continued.
Do. What?
Just the idea, like, this is the kind of guy you were into, like, this fucking cornball.
You know what? Okay, first of all, it's not like I liked one singular kind of guy when I was in high school.
I getcha. Anyway. Because that's why you like ghosts so much.
Because of, I mean, maybe.
You're way off course here. Okay.
It didn't, like, not help. Like,
sure.
I got into ghost stuff. Why not? I mean, I watch Watcher now.
Did you fantasize about going on a ghost adventure with Zach Bagans?
When I was 15, yes, I did.
Okay. That says a lot. I guess there's no, like, male equivalent. I don't know of any, you know, female ghost hunters or something, but...
There are some.
I guess I don't know what the equivalent would be.
There's that Dead Files lady.
Because I think that says a lot, that like you know, a teenager at that age into Zach Bagans turns into a big horror fan.
Well, okay, first of all, I like, we're not going to give him credit for getting me into horror. No, I liked horror way before
I'm saying it's
then.
Just like, it's a type. And I'm trying to think, like, what is the male equivalent of that? You know what I mean? Like, would that be like Elvira or something? That's like a
Maybe.
Different era.
I don't know. Yeah, that is. It's a different era and it's a different genre of horror.
Yeah. I'm just saying know. More of like, it's a type.
Yeah. I still am like, when you say it's a type, my mind just goes blank.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Anyway, we're way off track. So, Hell House LLC 2. Yeah. I don't even remember where we were.
Look, at least I wasn't, like, into Ted Bundy or something.
Okay, that is a different one. Yeah. That's a scary one. But, yeah, so I think the big thing is we mentioned maybe lower production values,
yeah.
including the acting and stuff. And they definitely went really far trying to turn this into a bigger story and to, like, explain. Because they retcon that, like, oh, the reason he came to the hotel, they say it's like it was some money thing, like they try to explain that, but then it's like no, the spirits reached out to him and got him to come, so
which is a cool concept.
Sure.
I feel like it was executed a little clumsy.
It's just it starts to be too much. Because
well,
like,
I mean, for the first like hour of the movie they're like, don't go in the house. Don't go in the house, like, over and over.
Yeah, I didn't understand why he was so cool about, like, yeah, let's go down in this fucking freezer where the door can close on us at any time and trap us in, and let's just hang out in here and get stuff.
Well, see, I agree with you, but I also thought I was giving the movie credit where I was like, oh, well, maybe he's possessed and he's luring everyone there, but it also didn't seem like that's
Was that the case?
I don't think so, but that's what I thought was happening. But I think it ended up...
That would make more sense, I think.
Yeah.
Since he was the survivor.
Exactly.
Maybe we missed that, too.
No, I honestly... I don't think it was part of the story.
Okay.
Yeah. But I thought that's where it was going.
Yeah. I think that did happen to that one lady, though, from the first movie,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought it would make sense for it to happen again, and I was not...
Oh,
happy.
And was she the reason they went back there? That she showed up with, like, a letter?
Yeah.
We just watched this, like, last night.
No, I mean, he definitely, I think, wants to figure out what happened to her.
Well, yeah.
And there's this, like, I don't know, indescribable relationship between that reporter and the guy. It's either that they're very good coworkers, very good friends. Maybe there was a relationship there. I have no idea. It's never explained.
You gotta like someone a lot to go to
exactly.
A haunted murder house.
That's what makes me think is like, were they together? Because it's like, I don't feel like any old coworker would just go and find you when go missing.
But it is like, it's an interesting way to set it up, at least, that they're in there trying to find this evidence. They try to build up like there's these lawsuits going on and...
Yeah.
There's all this weird stuff with this, like, council person.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, that some... he claims he's a scientist, and he's yelling at the kids about going into the house. Don't go in the house.
Yeah, there's, like, a story about there being corruption in the city. It's, like, all this weird stuff, especially knowing that it's a real place in Pennsylvania. It's also really funny.
Yeah.
But it started getting really effective when... The one girl comes inside, and they're like, why'd you come inside? You're supposed to wait outside. And she says that she heard his voice telling her to come in, and then they find out they're trapped in there, just like the first movie, and that's when they're able to, like, really go for it and have fun.
They do the scary stuff good, still. Yeah.
They do. I think the way they, like, escalate it, though, is instead of just seeing these, like, static figures that move when they're off camera... They are actually moving around. It's like these possessed people or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're trying to say.
The makeup's like really creepy looking.
Yeah, I guess it's supposed to be the people who disappeared who are like possessed and they look undead.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. So that stuff works. Still a lot of jump scares. And they, since it is a documentary, they'd like zoom in on the identities of the people and say like, oh, this is who this is. And so it's all kind of creepy. Sure. I think the most disappointing thing for me, honestly, though, is the ending. Like, when they have this, like, big reveal moment that, like, oh, that guy we thought was, like, the councilman is the guy who was running the hotel and committed suicide and was supposed to be involved in all this devil stuff. That's like, oh, it's him. So they're making him into more of a character, and I'm sure the other movies are going to have more of this guy as like a character. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have a few issues with like how that was presented and executed.
Yeah.
Because I think I even said to you during the movie, I was like, okay, I think it's the old guy.
Well, because, he looks weird as shit. Well, He looks creepy.
Creepy, but also he was like going so hard on like, oh, this is ruining the town's reputation, yeah. And I'm like, okay, this just sounds like every other Christian. Like, you're the bad guy.
Yeah, it was like kind of excessively making him in like a villain.
Yeah.
But that at the end, yeah, he's totally just like, he has this whole monologue explaining everything. It's like very dramatic and everything.
It's very long.
And that's the other thing. There were a few parts in this movie with like really extended exposition, you know, with mm-hmm. people talking, where like I think every time I was kind of zoning out.
Yeah,
was
just I zoned
like,
out.
Man, like they go on for so long and they're so dry.
And then news report where they're all like sitting there talking. It was like, yeah. It was boring. It really was.
It just we got into this a bit in the last episode that it's kind of like, what else can you do with this?
Yeah.
And I think they went maybe the wrong direction by just having so much story. Because it's like,
If they just cut some of it out, I think it would be a little better. It needs to be a little bit more compressed. There's like way too much happening.
Yeah. And that, yeah, the reveal at the end, it just didn't really.
The portal opening up, that was, I did not like that. It was like, why?
It felt like it just wrapped up in this very tame way, because it's like, that's not scary. I'm sorry. Like, I said that again, that the whole devil worshiper, black robe people is just not that scary or weird. It's just very generic. And so when you're leaning into it, it's kind of like, okay. I don't know.
It's really played out. If you're going to do it, you got to do a different approach to it.
Yes. So again, don't want to be too negative.
It's still good. But I feel like this has been happening with movies we don't like.
I know, but this one,
there are definitely movies I just do not say, recommend.
Because we've said this before, that I know for me, I genuinely like to focus on the positive. Like, if I am not feeling great about a movie, I don't want to completely shit on it. Like, I think it's worth calling out the stuff it does well. Mm-hmm. And with this movie, when it just does the found footage, scary stuff, like that stuff still works. It's still really effective. It's just the amount of story that gets shoved in there, it really takes away from it. It's not presented the best.
Yeah. And now I think we're left with the reporter, journalist, freelance journalist
as our final girl, possessed.
Yeah. So. But I can't tell. Did the original survivor survive, or did he die too?
I don't think so. I think he was taken in too. I think the whole idea is that no one really survives. Yeah. It just keeps getting passed on. So I think that's the setup, is that they're going to then pass it on to some other people to get them to come to the hotel.
And I'm just wondering if that's where the third one is going. Is this our protagonist?
Oh, well, I think...
Well, no, she looked heavily possessed.
Well, so. I think it opens up the idea. She could still definitely be a character.
Yeah.
But it opens up the idea that they can have, like, a whole different cast for every movie.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the part where I'm kind of hopeful.
Yeah.
Because I think there is the potential to create some new interesting stories where they can focus on just the scary stuff instead of, like, giving us all this weird exposition explaining things. Like, hopefully this will just be, like, the weird transitionary movie, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I'm still hopeful that there'll be something there to the next two.
I mean, I still am excited to see the other ones.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what happens.
I will be a little disappointed if they really lean on this old man. Because nothing against him, you know? Like, it's just too much, and I don't want the movie to, like, crutch onto that.
We'll see. I have a feeling you might be disappointed.
Oh, no.
But we'll see. That's it. Did you have anything else?
No.
Okay. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can search for Ghost Beast Pod in most places and follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. Let us know what you think of this series. Should it have been a series of four movies?
We'll see. Do you know a better series?
Yes, that too. Okay, bye.